Visitors to Smoky Mountain National Park can wander miles of trails that meander through endless forests. It wasn't that long ago. Many of these forests have been cut. The story of the man who logged much of that timber and then gave the land to create a park is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hey, Keith, long day tomorrow. Can you fill up the tractor?
Copy that.
I need 20 in diesel.
Okay, look, we know you wouldn't go to the local Gas and Go and put $20 of fuel in your tractor. That wouldn't even get the job done. So why would you risk leaving your crop short of the fuel it needs to get the job done this season? Add agro-liquid nutrients to your side dress and foliar pests to efficiently and economically get your crop the fuel it needs. Visit agroliquid.com/foliar to learn more.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Over a century ago, the town of Wallen, Tennessee, needed a way to transport tree products to their town for manufacturing. When other methods failed, they invited Colonel Wilson Townsend to take a look. The Pennsylvanian had a background in the lumber and coal industries.
He came down, looked at the area, and said, you know, this has a very good possibility. So he said, yes, I'll help you, and then he went out and bought 80,000 acres in what is now the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Rick Turner is president of the Little River Railroad and Lumber Company Museum. He says Townsend got a charter for a rail company and soon set up another company that would take advantage of the timber in the Smoky Mountains.
Meanwhile, Colonel Townsend is starting to build Little River Lumber Company. They branched off from the end of Little River Railroad and went up into the mountains.
Once they had logged an area, they would run another spur line to begin harvesting a new area of timber.
Little River was the biggest lumber company. They were the ones that had more logging, and they probably brought out about 1 billion board feet of lumber over their operations. I think he probably had, over time, about 500 people working for him.
As more logs came down the mountain, people began to see the need to preserve the area. Colonel Townsend helped with that effort.
In 1926, a movement to preserve what was left started to appear, and a move to either make a state park or a national park was generated. And Colonel Townsend contributed to this by giving the state of Tennessee the first right of refusal on the land.
Today, the train tracks are gone, and you have to search to find their old trails. However, the stories of those trains and their numerous wrecks still abound. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Townsend, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McRae.